This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore football coverage continues with our weekly visit with St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre. Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Bill. Happy Monday to you.
Well, you guys are coming off a win last week over Leominster, 42-7. And in that game, what a performance from Cam LaGrasse, at least statistically, 179 yards, three TDs, two of them big ones, 64 yards and, 63 or both 64s. Anyways, two big runs for him and for touchdowns. And I guess let's just start right there with his performance.
Yeah, we were able to start fast on offense, and he was a big part of that. Cam's been really good for us all year. I think the offensive line's been really good. It's been a strength of ours running the football, and that was certainly the case the other night. First play of the game, he went 64 yards. I don't think he was touched. And so that's always a good way to start a game for sure. He only had 8 carries. I think he finished with 180 yards on 8 carries. So it was a short, efficient night, if you will. But it was really good to see our run game go. But I thought we were very balanced, too. We threw the ball around pretty well, made some big plays in the pass game as well.
Yeah, I saw where Deacon Robillard, picked up 147 yards of passing. Not too bad there. And Jack Angelopoulos picked up, two catches, for a total of 76 yards. Is he a new face, offensively for you guys?
Yeah, he's a senior. We have an injury out there, and Merrick Barlow, one of our starting receivers. So Jack stepped up, and he had a big night for himself. And it was really good to see. He works hard. He's been in the program for a while, and it was great to see him get an opportunity to start the game. And he made two big catches for us, and it was a big influence in our win.
Any other notes from the offense that you want to share with us, Coach? Not apparent to us, at least in the scoring highlights?
Yeah, I think the offensive line was really good, and I think our fullback, we've talked about him before, Gael Garcia, he's just devastating at fullback. He's the lead blocker on a lot of those runs, and he's just such a big physical presence for us. He's 6'1", about 235 pounds, and he plays like it. He plays behind his pads, and it's just it's an all-day job to go against him for those linebackers having to step up and take him on, and he does a great job.
Well, when you look at the recap of the game, you get a lot of scoring notes, not a lot of defensive notes. But what stood out defensively to you, Coach, in the win last week?
We kept them out of the end zone. They scored on our JVs late in the game. But I thought defensively, our first group did a good job keeping them out of the end zone. They couldn't really run the ball, a little bit here and there, but we had a hard time containing their QB. He was a great athlete. He scrambled quite a bit on us. He was kind of a one-man show. So there's some stuff for us to fix that way. I don't know that it was our best performance, but it was effective enough. But we need to improve this week for sure.
Yeah, and you've been building, as we've talked about before, from week to week. But I guess we just got to get right back to BC High, your opponent this week. You had them late in the regular season, and now you're playing them for the second time this year in the playoffs at home on Friday night. So, they rolled to a big win over Taunton in their game last week. But what is your take now on facing BC High for the second time this season?
Yeah, it's a different kind of deal when you just saw an opponent 2 weeks ago and now you're seeing them again in the playoffs. But conference opponent, somebody we know really well. So you just kind of take it for what it is. I don't know how much last game matters. It's a new week, and, there'll be some different faces out there for us for sure. But, we know what to expect from them. I'm sure they feel the same way about us, and I don't think there's any love lost between the two groups, so it should be hotly contested.
Yeah, and of course, this time it'll be at the Prep opposed to being at BC High as the first game was a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yep.
Any other thoughts, Coach, about the matchup or about the team in general? You're kind of rolling in here and with a hard November of games coming up here.
Yeah, I just think it's that. They know that it's November, and one bad night you go home. And I think our kids are aware of that. And the urgency's there. We had a really good week of practice last week. I anticipate having another good one this week. We're hoping to maybe get some bodies back here in the next week or two. I don't know if it'll be this week, but that would help too. But right now we are what we are, and we got enough to make it work right now, and the kids are working hard. But I think they're just grateful for the opportunity. It's another week in the playoffs, and each week it gets bigger. And I think we like that as a program.
Anything outstanding? Here's my last question, Brian. As you look at the D1 playoffs on either side of the bracket, anything strike you as unusual that's happened so far in the playoffs?
No, I think seeds pretty much held up. I think there might have been one upset. I think Lincoln Sudbury lost to somebody, I forget. But I think the people that you expected to win won. I think the final eight is probably the top eight in Division One. I think that's probably pretty universally thought of that way. So, it's another big week. You eliminate half the field again this coming week, so that means it's big. And I think I don't think that's lost on our kids. They get it. But we're going to, as we always do, we got to get better ourselves. And it's not really about our opponent. It's about how we are progressing as a team and taking the proper steps in practice.
Sounds good. Coach, thanks again for your time, and good luck on Friday against BC High again. So, again, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
You got it. St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre with us here on MSONewsSports.com.